Hello, today is December 4th, and we're here with the news.
It's business news!
It's business time.
There's not a lot of business news, because last week was Thanksgiving, and everybody is on vacation. And actually, like, really big businesses basically go on vacation from Thanksgiving until January.
And then Chinese businesses go, what?
Oh yeah, from January 23rd until February.
Sometime. Yeah, for Chinese New Year, so. It's a busy next few months. Non-busy.
There's
depending
CES.
On where you work.
I'm not doing CES.
But if you're a retail worker, these are the busiest months of the year. Or if you're in one of those horrible Amazon warehouses
that we talked about last time.
Or if you work at Google. And if you work at Google and you have strong opinions, shouldn't have done that.
You're out. Google fires 4 workers, including a staffer tied to protest. Now, Google said that these people have been leaking information, and they cited really a pretty genius thing at least one of these people was doing, which was adding a bunch of employees' calendars to their calendar so they could see where they are. And so maybe Google is right. It's like if you tell somebody where somebody else is external to the company, maybe that puts their safety at risk. Google says that was one of the complaints from the other companies. But these are also the people that are saying, hey, maybe Google is not doing ethical things here. Maybe we should call attention to this. So retaliation is probably going to be settled in a lawsuit.
I think both sides are, I don't know if I want to say wrong, but not genuine here.
Yeah.
Because these are people who have a political agenda and they're trying to use their position at Google to advance that. And Google's just saying, hey, can we just get back to making money? That's what Google does, right? We make money. But they did all this woke hiring to try to get those, you know, like good boy points with the government. So they're kind of reaping what they've sown.
There are a lot of people at Google that just want to get back to work. But at the same time, there are, one of the people that was fired was complaining about the whole ICE contract thing. Like, we don't want to work with Immigrations and Customs Enforcement because we don't think they're doing ethical things. And, you know, the Google's point seemed to be, we're here to make money. They have money. We have a product. How complicated is this?
Well, we have their information. Advertisers have money. How complicated. One of them was LGBTQ as well. And really, it's like, okay, what does Google have to do with that? What do you want us to do here? Yeah. Are we changing search results? I don't know. But if you are at Google and you do have activist causes, maybe do that on the weekend. Save your job. The other thing that Google, you know, those Google execs who are on vacation in Barbados are getting emails about, unpleasant emails, is Stadia. Because Stadia, when it launched, it had this massive list of features and promises. And at launch, they just cut off the bottom 80% of those. They're like, nope.
Just kidding.
Not doing that. Maybe later. But you are going to get these key features, and one of those was 4K image quality. Wow, impressive, right?
Nope. Google addresses complaints of sub-4K image quality on Stadia from Ars Technica. How they address that? These games are going to improve. Just give it time.
Well, they also said, it's these pesky developers. They don't work hard enough to give you 4K. We offer it. It's there. The possibility exists. They don't want it bad enough.
I think I would remind everybody just how long Gmail was in beta. Online email. How many years? It was close to a decade that was in beta. So this is orders of magnitude more complicated than online email, right? There's a lot more hardware and other technology. This is in beta. It's going to be in beta until 2020 is over with.
By the time they get it figured out, though, like, will anyone care? Like,
we'll be into 8K at that point.
The promise of Stadia is, like, maybe legit interesting. Like, even playing something like, you know, The Witcher 3, it's like, I'm going to play it on a TV, and then I'm going to go play it on the computer, then I'm going to play it on my phone or a tablet, and if I could just immediately switch back and forth between all those, and I don't have to wait for the game to start up, and everything is amazing, then yeah, I think there's a commercial product there. This ain't it.
And a lot of the big question everybody had was, how are they going to do 4K on our crippled American broadband system? It's just not possible. And Google's like, wait and see. Well, we've seen it. And the answer is no.
Google's like, we tested it in Silicon Valley, which has probably some of the best internet connection ever. And it was fine. I don't know what the problem is.
I really, like, Google doesn't understand that buffer bloat is introduced intentionally by residential ISPs, which would kill this kind of service because the latency is so terrible.
Can't they just, you know, buy an ISP?
Can't they just buy a $5 million home in San Francisco and enjoy it like we do? Jesus, poor people.
Just have more money.
Ironically, if you can afford an internet connection that good, probably dropping $1,000 or $2,000 on a gaming PC, not really a big deal.
Yeah.
We learned that Google bought Fitbit to add to its data capture, its hoarding, data hoarding. And that seems like a good fit, right? But there was a mystery bidder. There was another company that wanted it almost as bad.
It's a secret.
They wanted it 5 cents per share less than Google. That's how bad they wanted it. And now we know who that was.
Facebook. Facebook was that company, according to CNBC. That was the mystery firm bidding against Google to buy Fitbit, sources say. Can you imagine the evil that could have been wrought had Facebook been able to combine your personal health data?
Did we really avoid that?
Yeah, I was going to say, oh no, it's so much better that Google got that.
Google's definitely getting it. They're already in the medical game. They want to be in more. So
little do the people, like the good people that have Fitbit devices, know that this was basically a bidding war between Vader and the Emperor. I mean,
there were some reports of people who had shed the Fitbit after they found out about Google because they were like, oh, I'm not really comfortable. Of course, Fitbit was selling it.
Yeah.
That's just not understanding the world. Qualcomm won their big case, or actually they lost their big case, but they've appealed it, so like they haven't had to go through with it yet. And it's affected the world in so many ways. If Qualcomm has to renegotiate all these licenses, it touches literally everything. And here's one you might not have thought about.
Connected car prices may rise if Qualcomm wins its antitrust case, according to automakers. This is from Reuters. See, the crazy thing about this, though, is that, you know, this is, they're talking about cars that are equipped with 5G wireless technology because Qualcomm's modems, they're darn good. They're the best modems in the world. I don't think anybody is arguing with the technology here. The question is, has Qualcomm been abusing its position as having the best technology, or are they simply doing the most capitalistic thing possible under the law with their technology? And the only really good insight we have into this is how Apple and Intel were acting with Qualcomm. And Apple and Intel were doing blatantly illegal things to try to make Qualcomm look bad. Like, there are emails that leaked from Apple in this lawsuit that was basically along the lines of, we are going to set Qualcomm up to look like they're doing a lot more antitrust violations than they really are because we want to negotiate with them to give us a better rate. So we're going to help steal technology from Qualcomm to prop up Intel's modem business. And to the point that it basically ruined Intel's modem business. The reason we're going to have another story about MediaTek, Intel and MediaTek getting together, but that's one of the reasons that Intel got out of the game. So I don't know that Qualcomm's hands are clean here, but all of these players, their hands are super unclean.
Uber has, just last week we talked about them putting video in the car and audio recordings. So it wouldn't even be your choice. When you got into an Uber, in some places you might be recorded. Now you would have the ability to access that recording the same as the driver if anything weird happened. And you could send it to Uber for them to review it and be like, hey, my driver showed me his penis. Can you review that? Because I don't think that's an Uber
can you
policy.
Review? I don't think it's supposed to be that color.
And so maybe this had something to do with that, because this is a little bit terrifying.
Some Uber drivers use bogus identities to shared accounts. What? No. It turns out that unauthorized drivers using fake identification isn't just a London problem. So I guess this is like, you know, Bob doesn't want to sign up for Uber. And his friend Tom is, you know, an Uber driver. And Tom's just like, hey, Bob, just, you know, take my car and phone and stuff and go out driving for Uber.
Also, you have to change your profile picture while you're driving because otherwise people will look at it and think it's me. So make sure you change that on your way out.
They wonder how they deal with taxes. Because Bob's paying taxes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. It's probably some kind of racket. But this seems just insane to me that they would only just now notice this.
Well, they supposedly have the selfie check, right? So apparently they can challenge you at any time, and you take a selfie of yourself, and it's supposed to match your profile pic. But I wonder if they
just
check,
look at that.
Check if because they talk about how these guys change their profile pic. That'd be an easy way around that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm feeling very bearded today. Tomorrow, not so much.
Maybe, I guess you could ask, like, can I see your driver's license so I can make sure that you're a licensed driver in this area, sir? And see if that picture matches.
Probably won't, because you only update those once every 10 years.
Dell is, you know, it's earnings season, so Q4, and we're going to find out how the companies are doing.
We're going to be able to afford that Christmas turkey, boys.
Well, if you got some Dell shares... Possibly not. Might have to cut back on Christmas.
Dell's stock is falling after management cut the forecast revenue. And Dell, 100%, blaming Intel. Intel supply shortages. $2 billion. They're down $2 billion in their Ooh. Forecast. And it's because they can't buy CPUs fast enough. This is not just desktop CPUs. This is server CPUs. This is across pretty much all their divisions. You know, AMD launched their new Threadrippers last week. We did a bunch of stories on that. Thank you, everybody, for watching and hanging out, live stream, the whole nine yards. And AMD and TSMC also having trouble keeping up with demand, seems like. So, not going to be a... it's unclear what's driving all of the computer purchases all of a sudden, except that I guess maybe a lot of machines are end of life or coming off lease or something, but this demand is something that has apparently caught the entire industry by surprise, or Intel's production problems go deeper than they've let on.
If I had a blood test company, I would stay away from the single drop of blood promise. It has been somewhat tainted by Elizabeth Holmes and her Theranos company, which it turned out was a complete fraud.
Yeah.
But Toshiba apparently didn't get the memo.
Toshiba says its device will test for 13 types of cancer with 99% accuracy from a single drop of blood. So let's get 3 drops of blood and then 99% times 99% times 99%. That's going to be really accurate for, you know, detecting 13 types of cancer.
But you got to run it 3 times, which is an extra $10,000 per.
What's crazy about this, though, so, like, I've looked up the types of cancer it treats. It's listed in the article, and they're all different body systems. Like, it's not... You know, like, just digestive area or, like...
Well, they pointed out how it works. Something, some kind of RNA that cancer creates, and it gets into your bloodstream. That's what they're looking for.
So it'll do, like, breast cancer.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. List them out there.
You can't read that, Krista?
No.
Gastric, esophageal, lung, liver, biliary tract. I guess your bile ducts.
Yeah.
Pancreatic, bowel, ovarian, prostate, bladder, and breast cancer, as well as sarcoma and glioma.
That's cool.
And that machine is going to cost you 20,000 yen. That's not that much, is it?
No.
That's a hospital could afford that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's cool.
An American hospital is going to charge you $5,000 every time they use it. So
it's a license to print money.
It's going
to
pay for itself in a day.
It's like the blood ATM. Hell, we could stick one of those outside on the side of the building and just, you know, test passersby. And it's like, oh, you have meth. It's not cancer.
And now that you've used this exposed finger prick that everybody else has used, you have herpes as well. Congratulations. That's not on the market yet. They still have some time to work on it, a couple of years, which, again, is ringing those Theranos bells for me. But we'll see. That'd be cool if they could do that.
I wonder what happened to her. Maybe we can figure that out in a Christmas episode.
Did they ever do the movie? They're doing a movie.
I don't think the movie's out.
A Lifetime movie?
Probably.
No, it's going to be... What's her name is going to be her, the Hunger Games girl. It's going to be a big movie.
Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah.
I couldn't remember. Was it Honda or Hyundai we talked about last week, electrifying all the cars?
I don't remember.
One of the big car companies was like, we're doing it. We're getting rid of gasoline by like 2030 or something like that. And we're making all this investment. Well, add another one to the list.
Audi. Audi's going to cut 9,500 German jobs in a switch to electrification. VW unit tackles structural issues for the quote-unquote challenges ahead. So the European Union has big goals for electric and soon. So Audi's taking that seriously and they cut 9,500 German jobs as a result.
I don't know if it's Audi or Audi. But one of them, the comment section hates.
I thought it was Audi, but I don't actually know.
I don't either. I thought about getting one of those.
It's my terrible American accent.
Before I bought the last car. But for the same price, you get a pretty garbage car from them. As far as performance goes.
You need to get that Cybertruck. That's what you're really waiting for.
Well, yeah, I don't have time to wait till 2025 to have a car. So we talked about chips and the shortage thereof, and probably the biggest consumer of server chips for the past 5 to 10 years has been the Amazon Cloud. And they're so serious about it, they're saying, listen, guys, we don't have time for your nonsense. We're going to roll our own.
Amazon's cloud unit has designed a more powerful data center chip. Now, more powerful than what?
The previous one.
Yeah. Which is not more powerful than just about anything else on the market. But their aim for this chip is low-level tasks. So if you're familiar with the Amazon, the AWS cloud, things like your perimeter gateway, things like S3 hosting, where it's just flat file hosting, you could do those kinds of things with relatively low horsepower servers that don't require a lot of computational intensity. And that's what Amazon wants to use to shore up some of their infrastructure, because taking these really expensive processors and slicing it up into a million virtual machines, I mean, that's super profitable, don't get me wrong, but with chip shortages, that's a problem. And so we could just get that to run on used toasters, basically. That's what this is.
They're going to be ARM-based chips rather than the usual x86.
Because we can actually get those manufactured.
Yeah, there's probably some fabrication centers who's like, we can do stuff. No, we don't want you.
Most larger universities can fabricate their own ARM CPUs, so I mean.
Makes sense. And perhaps the destination for some of those chips won't be terrestrial at all. Because in a presentation in San Diego, Mr. Bezos had a lot to say about the future of humanity.
Jeff Bezos in San Diego. To save the planet and move all heavy industry into space.
This is like a rare Elon Musk moment for Bezos. Like,
yeah. Except I have a lot more faith in Bezos to get things done. I mean, there may be a trail of corpses on the way, but he'll get it done.
Yeah, his private investigator figuring out the whole like scandal photo divorce thing, the thing that led to his divorce. Like, that is an incredible story. That they should forget the Elizabeth Holmes movie. They should make that into a movie, like the story of his mistress and like how he figured that out. And that's an incredible story.
No Hollywood producer wants to get banned from Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like,
so what he's talking about is he wants his Origin rockets running around the clock. He literally is like, I want it to be like an airport. You land, you refuel, you're right back up there. And they're constantly ferrying the Earth's manufacturing goods and to and fro and raw resources so that all the pollution stuff is just right out into space, which is interesting.
But what about the human element there? Like, someone has to handle all that cargo. And
what about the oxygen requirements of a lot of manufacturing, like combustion and, oxidizing the metals? Maybe could you ever make steel in space? It would just stick to everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you don't want to do anything that, causes a fire on any sort of space station.
Speaking of Amazon and Prime, we talked about the forklift guy, and it seems like that was not a rare occurrence. Now, this is the article that talks about the absolute terrible track record Amazon has in terms of safety. Because you aren't really measured on your safety. What you're measured on is getting those, deliveries per hour, picks per hour, whatever. You got to get your number no matter what it costs. And it seems to cost a lot.
Inside Amazon's delivery push, employees and drivers say an overworked system is lax on safety as packages pile up. So the holiday season, people buy a lot of stuff and they ship a lot of stuff. This is demanding on pretty much anybody with any kind of logistics and fulfillment stuff. So Amazon especially is going nuts. Accidents are up. Worker fatigue is up. Maybe Amazon hiring workers that are not trained to get out of the way of the robots that are zipping around the factory, which lead to other problems. There's a lot of compounding issues here, and things are not really super safe on the Amazon side of things.
The old peeing in a bottle, that was mentioned here. And one guy said that he had not been the guy that peed in a bottle, and he prided himself on that. But as we got into the holiday season, guess what?
You know, you got to eventually.
Got himself a bottle. They also talk about when you sign on as a delivery driver for the Amazon vans, you have to get a very exhaustive background check, which Amazon takes very, very seriously. It can take up to 5 weeks, but the guys on the ground don't have time to wait for 5 weeks. So they just give you somebody else's badge.
What could possibly go wrong?
So safe. You know what the solution is for this? Maybe we don't need, like, same-day overnight shipping.
You know, I was thinking this kind of made me depressed, and I was going to have to do some impulse buying to get my endorphins back up.
Pretty sure robots are going to take over these jobs in short order anyway.
We could consume less and make these people's lives better, or just robots. Replace them with robots and keep consuming at an absurd rate.
Consume.
Imagine how adorable those robots are going to be.
They've got families to feed.
So, cord cutting. We talk about cord cutting a lot on the Level 1 News, and it's one of those topics that always makes you feel good, because everybody likes to see the cable companies fail.
Yes.
But here's a curveball. Cord cutting is slowing down, according to a cable executive.
Cable execs now falsely claiming that cord cutting is slowing down. How they arrived at that conclusion was by saying that, people are just watching their programs on one TV in the house. Like, everybody's getting together in the living room, and that should count not as cord cutting, even though it's definitely cord cutting.
But you would... It's one account per house.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, that's also what he said.
Also, did you see any of the Black Friday footage where people were carrying, like, 65-inch TVs for $200 out by the bushel? I don't think the count of TVs is reducing. So, yeah, he's not being honest.
No.
And cord cutting is a real problem. Now, one of the industry analysts was like, he might be right. And one of the reasons he might be right is because pretty soon you're not going to be able to get an internet subscription without cable being bundled with it.
Yeah.
Just so their numbers don't look like they're bleeding so badly.
Well, not only that, but look at how much money AT&T spent buying DirecTV. Shareholders are going to have to pay for that. And customers. They spent a lot of money. AT&T is not going to take a loss on that. They will recoup their investment. Selling DirecTV for pennies on the dollar, taking the write-off, probably not in anybody's best interest. So, with fewer and fewer subscribers, it's going to be more and more obvious that the people that literally have no choice of ISP are going to be forced to endure whatever insanity that AT&T dreams up to...
Make up for losing all their customers.
Yeah, I mean, what an ill-conceived plan. It's like, we're the largest terrestrial infrastructure owner on Earth. Let's buy a satellite company. What idiocy.
This is like Wendell's passion along with hating Oracle.
Yeah, that's just... So we needed fiber like yesterday. Anything else is just... It's just wasted effort.
That costs money and time, and they just want to make money, not spend money.
If we were to boil November 2019 down into an image, it would be Baby Yoda. But if we took second place, I think this one would be pretty close.
Elon Musk explains why a Tesla's Cybertruck windows smashed during presentation. Softening things up with a sledgehammer didn't help.
Oh, he looks somewhat sad.
I don't think that, that aspect of the Cybertruck is hey, preppers, this is the perfect vehicle for the post-apocalypse.
It's not.
Is it? I don't know.
No electric vehicle would be good for the apocalypse.
But that's why he did that, I think.
So here's the thing about his explanation that doesn't quite add up. He says that hitting the panel with the sledgehammer broke the window below there. I don't think there's a ton of window that's still down in there when it's all the way up. Anyway, that was the explanation. But they didn't hit this panel with a sledgehammer. This one was not hit. So, what's going on here?
Maybe they accidentally put the hard glass on the other side and they just parked it the wrong way.
I don't know. I also don't think that if he hadn't done this stupid presentation, anybody would have cared whether the bullets or the windows were bulletproof or not.
Yeah.
That's not a feature anybody cares about. Anyway, he claims that they pre-sales are what, like quarter million at this point?
250,000, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How many of those convert into actual sales after? I mean, when you talk about the hype train slowing down, You got 2 to 3 years.
Well, it's $100 to hold your place in line. I mean, almost for the novelty of it, it would be worth $100.
Blockchain. We hear less and less of the blockchain. It was such a hot item, and it's died down, and I think HSBC spent too long in the planning phase.
Oh, no.
The Penguin feels very strongly about American banks. Doesn't care for them. But we got to talk about it.
HSBC swaps paper records for blockchain to track $20 billion worth of assets. You may remember HSBC from such things as that time that they got caught laundering money for the drug cartels. Oh, Tux does not want to talk about that.
He refuses to hold the screen over.
He's like, I'm sick of your guys' crap. I've had it.
So you can buy stocks and other things on the public market, the stock market, but you can also buy them from private entities if you don't want to trade it on the market because you don't want people to know about it. It's called dark pools. That doesn't sound shady at all, right? Well, HSBC, usually you'll keep track of that on paper, and they're saying, hey, we're going to do it better with a blockchain. In other words, 99% of you will never be affected by this.
All I want to know is how they're going to continue to be able to launder money for the drug cartels and get away with it. That's all I really care about.
We just don't put those on the blockchain. Well, let's all take a moment. Let's pour one out for an idea that perhaps came too soon. The Steam Controller.
Pour one out for the Steam Controller, now on closeout sale for just $5 plus shipping. Poor Valve. Although they're doubling down.
They make so much money. Poor them.
They're doubling down on their VR headsets. So if you get the Valve Index, the whole Alex thing.
I'm sure that'll... I guess we'll see how good the game is, but I'm sure those will sell well.
The revolutionary thing about this was these are two very, very sensitive trackpads instead of sticks, although you do have one stick. And I don't know that that ever really translated into quality gameplay. But they do point out in this article that a lot of people found very unique uses for them. And you can do a lot of other things.
Like some of those dating simulators.
Wow. Didn't think about that. But now I can't stop.
Stop thinking about it, yeah.
This one should have been next to the... I was trying to find this while you were talking about the other story, and for some reason I just overlooked it.
Oh, but yeah, I thought it was in here. Maybe, I don't know.
Intel...
I had the perfect lead into it.
Intel was...
gone now.
So they sold their business, and now they're saying, hey, we basically had a gun to our head, and that gun was shaped like Qualcomm.
Even though we were caught as bad actors here.
We didn't want to sell our business. We want to be in this business, so now we found a new way to do it.
MediaTek and Intel team up to bring 5G networking to laptops and PCs. So yeah, MediaTek has built a modem for Intel. Intel, I guess, canceled its... here's what really probably happened. Intel was like, we want to be part of this 5G communications business, and we're Intel. We've got everything except a design that's worth a damn. And so MediaTek was like, hey, we've got fabs and some experience, and we think we could combine your muscle with our actual working design and have a winning formula here. And Intel said, yes.
This is going to be the lower speed 5G, because the super blazing high speed one has to be really close to the towers. And so this isn't going to be, you know, like the crazy 5G, but it'll be moderately better than a 4G, I guess.
Once again, is Qualcomm capitalistically protecting its intellectual property, or are they, you know, the evil people sinister out to get everybody by undermining competition and whatever?
Yes.
How very capitalistic of everyone involved.
And speaking of, you know, the horrible corporate culture and their unwillingness to just do what's sensible, sometimes in the face of all logic. Bose makes an interesting decision coming up on the holidays.
Bose customers beg for firmware ceasefire after headphones fall victim to another crap update. Soundbar slingers make faulty ear things too. There was a firmware update for Bose headphones in July. And there was a noise canceling function on these headphones. Something with this firmware update in July broke the noise canceling ability of these headphones. So a lot of people were complaining and that kind of thing. Meanwhile, Bose came out with a new model that has noise canceling, and that one still works. But the noise canceling doesn't work on the old model. And so here we are at the end, you know, end of December, basically. And there's still no noise canceling from the update in July. So did Bose retroactively take that away? Or what's going on? Bose hasn't really said much.
They pointed out one woman, so she had like the entry-level pair. They got nerfed by the firmware update. She complained. They sent her one upgrade up. And she was like, oh, yes, this is, I get better headphones and they work. Then they were destroyed by a firmware update. And I think they finally gave her the really good ones. So it doesn't seem like, maybe they're just like, they don't expect everybody to complain enough for it to cost more than they would make by people just throwing them away and upgrading.
If Oracle were a products company, that would be this.
But they could roll it back.
Yeah.
Presumably that wasn't a huge security update or anything. Also, I wonder, is that just over the air? Can you not opt out of that?
No, you can. It's the app. So, like, you have the app on your phone, and it's like, oh, let me just go ahead and update your firmware for you. And it's like, wait, what are you doing? Because you'll have, like, the Bose app on your phone. And so it's not...
You've gone so far away from just, like, plugging in a pair of headphones.
Well, I guess you have to turn the noise canceling on and off somehow, right? Yeah. Like, there couldn't be a button for that.
Sometimes there is a button.
Netflix has resurrected many of our nostalgic loves when it comes to TV shows. They know what they're doing. They're just manipulating us. And maybe sometimes they're doing it just for the headline. Because if you don't deliver a lot of numbers, even though you win a bunch of awards, you will be removed.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 has been canceled again by Netflix. So just two seasons of Mystery Science Theater 3000, which is actually like 12 or 15 episodes. It was a lot of...
It was quite a few. That might have been 20 episodes.
Yeah, it was a lot of footage. This one was the one with Patton Oswalt and Felicia Day canceled.
So. He claims, the creator claims that he will search for another home for that.
There's always Riff Tracks.
Yeah, Riff Tracks lives on.
I bet they don't pay him very much to do those.
No.
That's what is weird to me, that like, why would you cancel that? Because I feel like that would have cost almost nothing to produce.
You got to make room for more tepid sitcoms that people worship on Reddit.
It takes a little while to get into Mystery Science Theater, though, because the sometimes the humor is just a little off, and sometimes it's a razor sharp wit, so it's a little hit and miss sometimes.
I don't know. Almost every episode I've ever watched has been...
razor sharp wit.
Yeah, hilarious to me. So Walnut Stampede.
Yeah, but you're thinking of one joke that from an hour and a half. You know, it's hard to keep that level of humor going.
Yeah.
As evidenced by the level one news.
Well, I read a thing that said that they'll watch a movie a few times and then like write down their best jokes and then they record it.
Yeah, it's gotta be labor intensive for the returns. In terms of both comedy and money.
But I was saying, but for the production part, though, like, you're literally just sitting in front of a screen and recording them saying the jokes. Like, that's much less expensive than, say, something like The Crown, which is, you know, heavy on costumes and period accuracy. And
watching the same horrible movie three times to try to, like, write some jokes for it sounds like the most awful, awful torture. Those poor actors. I'm so sorry.
See, I think I love watching B-movies. So it's like a dream.
Maybe you should try to get on that show.
I don't think I'm that funny.
eSIM. Maybe. So we got a problem with phones being locked, and you got to switch out the SIM card to get it unlocked and all that stuff. And, hey, that's a problem. Why don't we do something about it? Oh, wait. We did do something about it. But the big companies are being accused, at least, of not really telling people about that or letting them use it or allowing it to work the way it should.
Engadget reports that AT&T and Verizon agree to change their eSIM practices, and the DOJ is closing its investigation and says it found no wrongdoing.
Surprise!
Well, it's more complicated than that. Basically, AT&T and Verizon would not let people use the embedded SIM functionality on their phones, which you can do a lot of cool things with that. Some phones support dual providers. You can use a real SIM with an eSIM, and you can have one phone that works on multiple providers, which is great for, you know, if you live in a rural area, sometimes you legit would have to have two phones if your work requires you to travel in an area where the provider's coverage is terrible. And eSIM is pretty cool in that regard, in that you can carry one phone that only physically has one SIM in it, but will work on multiple providers. The DOJ said that there's no wrongdoing because AT&T and Verizon have agreed to let people use eSIMs at some point in the future after unspecified changes have been made, which probably means a whole lot more of the same nothing for another year or two.
It's pie season. Not a Jeep pie. I know that's what you're expecting. We don't have a story about him this week. Probably on vacation.
Yeah, definitely on vacation.
But it's holiday pies, you know, pumpkin and the various cream pies. And
pecan.
What kind?
Pecan.
Yeah, of course. And where was it that you got the worst pecan pie in history, but you ate it anyway?
I don't like
was
pecan.
Was it O'Charley's?
It's probably almost all of O'Charley's pies.
Oh, don't you love pecan?
Yeah, I love pecan pie.
But you got one that was just, it smelled like diesel.
I think that was O'Charley's.
It was probably O'Charley's.
So bad. Anyway, if you're tired of all those kinds of pies, I bet you've never had orange pie.
The Orange Pi 4 has launched at $60 with 4 gigs of RAM. It's a single board computer. It's using ROC chip. It's got USB-C, HDMI. The USB-C does have DisplayPort out, PCIe, general purpose I/O, and it also has a neural processing unit so they can do 2.8 tensor operations. I don't know. It's ROC chip. This is supposed to be pretty cool. I want to get one and play with it. I don't know. 4 gigs. It's supposed to be a Raspberry Pi competitor for their 4 gig model. $60, not bad.
They really didn't get very creative with the name, did they?
No. It's,
hey, man, what's a fruit?
That's pretty it's much like the Android method of
naming,
right?
Not berry. Well, Black Friday. Now, Krista, you mentioned that you unwillingly were thrust into Black Friday.
Yeah, well, it starts Thursday night, but yeah, it was a Black Friday sale.
And your experience was poor.
It was poor. It was really crazy, and like my husband's not someone who says like excuse me, because he'll just stand there and think, oh, they'll move, and I'm like, no, you gotta be like not aggressive, but you have to be like, hey, excuse me, and then just push your way through, because like people aren't gonna move, and all we needed to do was go get a battery for the car.
Did you not think of going to an auto parts store?
None were open because it was Thanksgiving Day.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I saw a billboard for Advance that said we're open on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, it wasn't open by the time we got there.
Well, Black Friday, anyway. So there are conflicting reports. And now I saw articles from the West Coast, and they showed Walmarts that looked like they were closed. There was nobody there, which is weird. But apparently our local Walmart's still going strong. Overall, the numbers were down.
Black Friday online sales have hit a record of $7.4 billion. But that's because fewer shoppers visit stores, according to Time. Yeah, I don't... The business news here is really that a lot of people are all about the Amazon Prime same day, next day delivery. And it's like, you know, why would I subject myself to the aforementioned Walmart headache when I could just click a few buttons and it'll be here tomorrow?
Or going to like a mall or anything. Like, yeah, just why? Just why?
If a man has to piss into a bottle so I don't have to fight the crowds, I'm okay with that. Now, the big thing here was...
Sorry, dude, being in bottle.
2018 Cyber Monday was the most sales ever.
$7.9 billion.
9.4.
Oh.
7.9 was the Black Friday.
Oh.
So will this Cyber Monday, which has already happened at this point... Is it the one after?
Or
is
yeah.
It the,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, will it beat 9.4?
You probably know before we do, because we'll be reporting on that next week.
This is
filmed in
advance.
Because it hasn't happened
yet
for us. So, I think Cyber Monday is going to be down from last year overall because everybody bought the stuff online on Black Friday because nobody wanted to physically go to a store.
I have been cruising the deals for a power supply. Nobody puts power supplies on sale on Black Friday.
No.
What the fuck?
Maybe you'll get lucky. Cyber Monday.
Maybe. That's all we got.
That's it.
We'll see you Friday.
Bye.